Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Here we go. It is our number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And joining us now for a football conversation from matchquarters.com, he's Cody Alexander. He's a good follow on Twitter at @the_coach_A. And matchquarters.com, a defensive think tank here. And here is the guy, Cody Alexander. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Man, thanks for joining us. So how would you answer this question? How much better could the Cowboys have been defensively with a more optimized game plan and coaching?
I do think that there is some wiggle room for them to have been a little bit better than what they were. I mean, they lost pretty much their powerhouse in Micah Parsons, which we kind of knew that. I thought there were a lot of problems in the secondary that – typically, when you get a lot of problems in the secondary, primarily focused on communication, a lot of that has to go with coaching. But the talent probably wasn't there where they wanted it, but it could have probably been a lot better than it was.
Where did Matt Eberflus go most wrong? What do you think overall about his approach to trying to get this thing figured out?
Well, I look at him in a sense of kind of, you guys aren't the Houston Texans. Houston Texans don't want to do very much. They pretty much have the least diverse defense, but they have a bunch of athletes that line up correctly. They run and hit. They do multiple different things. It looks simple, but there's nuance to it. I think what happened here is a lot of zone cover three, which if you ask any offensive coordinator at any level of football, that's the coverage they want to see, with a very a changeup of cover two, Tampa two based. This style has kind of been old, and you could see it was kind of getting older as the NFL meta has kind of flipped defensively and offensively really within the last 5 years.
So when you're looking now at the coordinators that one, the Cowboys have already shown interest in, like the Jim Leonards and Jones and Edo or the Cleveland Browns coach as well, Who do you like? Like, what's the good fit here to try and marry the personnel? They might have a lot of turnover with the personnel room as well, but is there a candidate that you think should lead the charge?
Well, I know that a lot of people around here wanted Brian Flores, and if that's the style of play that they want, the ultra-aggressive and then playing a lot of zone, I think really people need to understand that defense is a paradox in the sense that it is the most aggressive across the board. It's about 50% blitz rate across the board. Doesn't matter down and distance. But then they're also going to run almost 80% zone. And so that, to a lot of people, I think, is a little bit odd. So it's very much a stylistic choice to go that route. I think Jim Leonard is a great choice. He's a he's former NFL player. He's a Rex Ryan guy. On top of that, he worked under Wilcox, who's a very well-respected coach within the college ranks, who's also kind of tied to Aranda. So a lot of these, like, defensive kind of people who are smart, people that really like what the scheme that they're doing, he's been injected into that. And then obviously with the Vance Joseph and kind of learning that Wade Phillips front structure with all the ways that they can do things in the back end, I think he makes a lot of sense in terms of like looking forward and kind of being a little bit more on the kind of complex side.
Cody, I'm going to give you the opportunity to be a general manager here, and I want you to give me two or three questions you would ask a defensive coordinator, whether you would hire him or not.
The first thing I would do is I would ask, how do you view coaching? Do you view coaching as essentially the players need to line up and then they need to do exactly what you're asking, or are you a teacher first? Because I think that's the most important thing in the modern game now. I think that's what we've seen the players come over, is they don't want to be just given tasks. They go out and do it, and then maybe they get told good job. I think they want to know the why. They want to know the how. They want to know the adjustments off of that. So I really want to know, first off, what are you going to do in terms of how do you approach these meeting rooms? Or do you approach them as a classroom, or you basically sit up there and you lecture them and you give them a playbook and then you tell them to go off? That would be my number one thing. Number two, I would specifically ask, how do you tie the back end with the front? And the reason why you do that is because a lot of coaches are essentially learn one thing. They learn the front and run fits, or they'll learn coverages, but then they don't know how to fit the run. And I think you kind of can expose a lot of coaches with, how do you tie things in from front end to back end? Do they work together? Are they divorced? And then if they're divorced, how do you match up and make sure at the end of the day, everything flows together? I think that would be the second thing. And then the third thing I would just ask is, how are you going to approach the players from day one? And are you going to try, and how are you going to motivate them? Because I think a lot of the things schematically are going to be stylistic to the coach, but in terms of reaching the players teaching-wise, schematically the most important thing is tying everything together. And then three is, how are you going to reach the players?
All right, so we do have some news, Coach A, that the Cowboys are going to be bringing in former Arizona Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon. He's going to be interviewed for the D.C. job. So will UNT and DeSoto legend former Ravens defensive coordinator Zach Orr. So Jonathan Gannon and Zach Orr, two new names to add to the Cowboys defensive coordinator search. Anything initially that you can tell us about Gannon or Orr that you like or don't like?
Yeah, I thought Gannon was trying to do something really experimental in Arizona. I don't think he brings that with him. He, if you think of him as like a Fangio adjacent coach, but he's more quarters based. So you're going to see a lot of the same front structures, a lot of the same movements, but on the back end, it's going to be a lot more quarters instead of kind of they do a lot of cover three. Everybody runs cover three, but not as much as the cover two, cover six rotations that you see. Or to me, it's interesting. A lot of conflicting things coming out of Baltimore with him is, okay, Dean Pease kind of cleaned the defense up last year, or was it Orr kind of figuring out and getting his feet? They struggled this year again, especially in the secondary. So, again, that's something that you want to make sure that you look at. You know, you can't just run everything through Kyle Hamilton. What else were you doing? So those would be the things that I would say about those two.
It's Cody Alexander, matchquarters.com, here with us on The Fan.
Cody, what do you make of the Cowboys? Kind of, it seems like they're looking a lot at these passing game coordinators, the guys that are kind of familiar with the back end of the defense. How do you like that strategy for the Cowboys right now?
I think that's just where modern football is right now. I mean, the quarterback is getting paid $50 to $60 million. And he's not getting paid that to then hand the ball off. I think we all kind of know that passing is the most efficient way of scoring in the NFL, and then also moving the ball around. Yes, you do have to run, but at the end of the day, it's the passing league. And I think that goes back to, if you're going to then meet where the offense is, you have to know how to defend them on the back end. And that's why you're seeing a lot more passing coordinators, a lot more defensive back coaches getting an opportunity to be coordinators, where a while ago it was pretty much you had to be a former linebacker coach or a former D-line coach because you had to stop the run. Now it's all about trying to stop the pass and then being innovative in the way that you're doing that.
Cody, if I...
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
And if I asked you about your hiring a defensive coordinator, the next most important position on the defensive staff for you?
I think it's going to be your linebacker coaches. And the reason why I think it's going to be the linebacker coach is because you're tying everything together. That's typically where the green dot's going to be. And I think if you just go and you look at a lot of these teams that are really successful at the defensive side, that middle part of the defense and that connecting of the chain, those are the teams that are really, really good when you look at it down the line. And so I think, to me, that's where you can kind of find that secret sauce or that glue for your defense. That's going to be the one that I would then look at.
Cody, what do you think of the way the Cowboys offense handled different defensive schemes this year, like the Vikings game and how that thing played out? Do you end up analyzing it or have opinions rise to the surface while you're studying defenses on how some of the offenses are trying to solve it specific to the Cowboys?
Well, yes, because I think the thing with defenses, it's all reactionary. I think that's one of the unique things. You mentioned the Vikings. I think the Vikings are unique in the sense that they're going to set the table. So they're going to basically line up a bunch of people on the line. They're not going to give you a lot of opportunities to then think about, okay, well, what are some things that we can do off of that? I think that's a really innovative way, but I think there's a lot of defenses that are kind of scared of doing that. So, yeah, when you're watching this and you're looking at this, I think, too, with the problem that the Cowboys can give you is when you have two really good receivers on the field, how are you going to split up your secondary? And we've seen this kind of play out against the Vikings are another great example of two really good receivers. And it's when you allocate two players, and not necessarily as a one, everybody thinks it's man coverage, but it's not. But even if you allocate a certain zone over the top, there, you really can't do that in cover three. So what it really allows you to do, forces you to do, is really play a lot more split field coverage or two high safety looks. And so what that ends up doing is that it invites the run. So that's where you have to that kind of balance of how are we going to defend both of these receivers, but then also not let you gash us for 6 to 8 yards every time.
Hey, Cody, what gets you really upset with us media scouts? Is it the fact that we don't know what the hell we're talking about when it comes to coverages and things like that, and we tweet things out that it's like, no, dummy, that's really not what it is? Do you ever, like, what's the thing we get wrong the most when it comes to these defenses?
Well, coverage is one of the big ones. I think everybody – quarters coverage to me is the one where everybody kind of messes up and they don't necessarily understand the nuance. A lot of people want to default, especially at the NFL level, that this is your prevent cover four, that everybody's ran forever. There's a lot more nuance to it. There's a lot more matching off of that. People don't know the difference between like quarters and palms, which palms is just a fancy way of saying you're playing more of a match cover two. So if somebody, the slot attacks a flat, the corner is going to come down on it. There's a bunch of different versions. You can also run hybrid coverages now. There's a bunch of them. Buffalo just did it to the Jaguars where they played two man on one side, but then they play zone. In fact, they played quarters on the other side, and it really messed Trevor Lawrence up. So I think where coverages right now, yes, are the one that really bothers me is like on the flip side of where people always pause a clip and they show an open receiver. Yet the quarterback's not even looking at the receiver.
Right.
And when you're playing, you know, over, I think it was almost 68%, somewhere around that. Almost, so basically a third of all defenses were playing zone this year. So when you're playing zone and you're using vision, those DBs are going to be moving with the quarterback's eyes and not necessarily guarding grass.
Cody Alexander, matchquarters.com. Outstanding stuff. Now, what do you think about the defenses that are doing it the other way and having, you know, less attempts to be complicated, like Houston? Are they underperforming what the potential is, or are they so talented that their talent offers a layer of unpredictability in there that it allows them to be optimal, essentially?
So even in their – so they're really good at it. I think the one that's another outlier is the Browns, just because they play so much cover one, which I think a lot of that has to do with personnel. So when you talk about simplicity, the better your personnel can be, the more simpler you can be. A great example of this is actually going to be in the national championship. Miami and Indiana run the exact same defense. Indiana uses a lot of simulated pressure, so you have no idea where people are going to come from. They do a bunch of disguise on the back end, but that's because they don't necessarily have the premium guys. Don't get me wrong. They have good players, but yeah, they don't have like all the future NFL guys. Whereas Miami has a bunch of future NFL guys. They run a much simpler scheme. So yes, the Texans, for instance, are being more simple. And really, if you look at it, that entire tree, the San Francisco and the Packers are all kind of lumped in there with running more simple structures. But what they're doing, though, is within that is the nuances of, like, the Texans play a bunch of quarters, and they play a match quarter. So it's not your zone-based. It's not guys just kind of floating around, you know, making sure they're moving around. They're communicating. They're doing different things depending on what formation you're going to get there. So it looks static, but it plays a lot more dynamic once the ball is snapped.
Cody, when we always get in this discussion about, does pressure help corners, or do the corners help the pressure? Is there an answer for that?
I think that it is definitely pressure helps the corners. And I think that if you go and you look at some of the most efficient defenses, they're going to have a lower time to throw. They're going to have a higher pressure rate. You don't need to have an elite pressure rate, but you need to have a higher pressure rate, because it gets that ball out quicker. The longer you have to actually defend, the more likely you're going to lose your guy. Somebody's going to get open in his zone. You're going to move. And so I think that, to me, the pressure has to be there. But when you can tie them both together, when you can get elite pressure with really sticky coverage, that's when you get that real special defense.
Give us something to look for in tonight's Steelers-Texans. All the talk is about the Houston defense. The Steelers have done some great things this year as well, maybe not as comprehensively, but a lot of fans have wanted Tomlin out. They say he's outdated. What does Cody Alexander say about this?
I would actually argue that this Steelers defense is a lot more diverse than people give them credit for. They've kind of pivoted to a lot more kind of split field looks. This used to just be kind of a cover three, cover one team. They're a lot more dynamic with that. I think the matchup here is going to be Pittsburgh Steelers love their tight ends. They want to get the ball to their tight ends. What is one of the best things that the Houston Texans do is they eliminate your checkdowns. They eliminate your tight ends. They eliminate your running backs. So though Rodgers is going to want to get the ball out really quickly, they're going to have a really difficult time getting it to their tight ends and their running backs, because that's pretty much what the Texans have develop their defense for. So I think that's going to be a really, really interesting matchup.
Terrific stuff, Cody. Enjoy this divisional week, and we'll look forward to catching up with you soon, if you don't mind.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime, guys. I really appreciate it.
Let's go. Take care. All right, it's the G-Mag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. That was a good get, Wolchuk. Really enjoyed that conversation.
Good pull.
Wow.
Was that good, Brian? That passed the smell test to you?
Holy geez, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a guy that, you know, he's got some passion, you could tell, for what he does, but he has an understanding.
Yeah.
Because in the media, we're wrong a lot. This guy, he understands, you know, what guys are trying to do, what teams are trying to do, what coordinators are trying to do. We're sitting there trying to guess if it's covered too or not.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free.
National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.